Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to do some money in politics with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist, and Steve Moore from FreedomWorks and Committee to Unleash Prosperity Hotline, and his great show, More Money, follows this show and many of these very same stations. Welcome back, kids. I got a couple of them for you right off the top. Biden executive order to require agencies to make environmental justice part of the mission. Environmental justice. So these guys, they're going to abolish the internal combustion engine. Nobody ever voted on that. They're going to destroy the fossil fuel industry. And the Office of Environmental Justice, racism is a fundamental driver of environmental injustice. I don't know what that – I have no – but they're putting these things in. Every department's going to have its environmental – racism is a fundamental driver of environmental injustice, Liz Peek. I'm going to leave that with you. I don't even know what it means.
Well, they don't either. I mean, they're just getting started. But, of course, every time they roll out one of these directives to all federal agencies, unfortunately, those agencies have to comply. And so they have to dedicate resources and all kinds of bureaucratic energies towards complying with this. And what does it mean? For example, the FAA, let's just talk about the group that regulates airlines. So they're going to be concerned that airline pollution, I guess, is worse over minority neighborhoods or versus. I mean, honestly, Larry, you can get so bound up on this that none of these agencies will do the job they're really meant to be doing. And of course, that's happening. We're seeing that happening. All these distractions in the name of social justice are really weakening the purpose of our bureaucracy, the effectiveness of our bureaucracy. And I mean, no one thinks it is very effective, but it only can get worse when you, and by the way, the same thing's happening in corporate America. As you keep diverting resources to, you know, winnowing out, rooting out social injustice and racism and so forth, companies get weaker because they're not attending to their business. They're not attending to their main mission. So it's, I think, honestly, we'll see what comes of this. I don't think much will. I think this is just more sort of headline-producing nonsense. But, you know, it's. I think it's very discouraging to people who want our government to succeed and our country to succeed.
Republicans ought to defund everything. They ought to defund the whole damn thing. I'm for H.R. 1, the Lower Energy Cost Act, which would help the fossil fuel business. But Steve Moore, you know, this crap, I mean, the Bidens just throw this crap. They just litter the government with this stuff. I mean, this, so you've got environmental injustice, whatever that means. Liz gets about, you valiantly try to describe it. I don't know what it means. But then you've got this other stuff where, you know, the mortgage market, right? Fannie and Freddie, if you have a high FICO score and you can put a 20% down payment, they're going to penalize you, right? This, I don't know if that's – to me, that's environmental injustice. they're going to penalize you for that. Yeah. I had Mark Calabria on, you know, and he just mashed it into the ground. But then the other one, I got another one for you. Throw this in the pot. AOC, other Dems, reintroduce $1 trillion Green New Deal plan. The Democrats, led by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Maine. Oh, there's a guy. We haven't heard much from him. They're going to tackle the climate crisis with a decade-long mobilization that creates millions of good-paying union jobs. But so here's the thing. Doug Holtz-Eakin, you know him. He's a very smart guy. and he runs American Action Forum. They priced this out when this thing was first introduced a couple years ago. Over 10 years, get this, $92.9 trillion. Wait, seriously, $92.9 trillion over 10 years. Okay, so let's say it's, let's just in round numbers, call $100 trillion, call $10 trillion a year. The federal budget today is a little south of $7 trillion. I mean, come on. These Democrats are ridiculous. Come on, Steve Moore. They're just ridiculous. Call them what they are.
Yeah. So look, there's a bigger story here that is a big problem for the left, which is that the environmental climate change agenda is the biggest victims of that agenda are poor people, unquestionably. So yep. It's the most regressive movement in the history of mankind to take away people's energy, because rich people aren't going to lose their energy. It's going to be poor people who are. And so what they're doing is trying to go on the offensive and saying, no, our policies are going to help poor people. No, they're not. Who do you think, Larry, is the victim of higher gas prices? I mean, people, you know, in the upper middle class and the upper class, people like us, you know, we complain when we have to pay $5 a gallon or $6 a gallon. For poor people, it means they can't drive their car. Same thing with, you know, being able to heat your apartment or air condition your apartment in the winter. One of the ironies of, you know, when you look at what are the best ways to get poor people out of poverty, you know what the best, one of the single thing that's really very highly correlated with low-income people moving out of poverty, it's getting a car.
Right.
And these lunatics on the left want to take people's cars away from them. And so you just go down all the whole line. These are policies that will really hurt poor people. And one other quick point, you know, you mentioned this new Green Deal. I just thought we passed the Green New Deal last year. That was what this whole Inflation Reduction Act was. I guess that one didn't work out so well, so we need another one.
Well, it's not enough.
The best way to help poor people and to create economic justice is to grow the damn economy.
Oh, there you go. But you're going to you require energy in order to do that.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Energy use, by the way, is highly associated with economic growth. So countries that are growing use energy because energy is the input in everything you produce.
But growth is associated with lower carbon emissions because of technological advances. Seriously. Because, people discover me. I mean, that's why we are growing rapidly. And the emissions, carbon emissions, were coming down.
Yes.
But, you know, Larry, I think there's really a warning for the Biden administration in what's happening in Europe, because in Europe, you've had several pushbacks now against EU strategies and EU policies that look a lot like what Joe Biden is doing, because legislators there are worried about a backlash. And I think when you start telling people that they can't buy internal combustion engines, they can't buy gas-powered stoves, that electricity prices are going to double, which they will if they continue along this road, energy prices in general are going to double. You know, I think eventually you're going to see what happened in Holland, where you have an emergent populist party that basically fought back against these ridiculous mandates trying to get rid of half of their agricultural livestock farmers. You have a pushback in France because the French Green Party of all groups is saying no, enough, because this is going to drive people to right-wing parties. I mean, there is a point at which people just say enough. And honestly, to your point, Steve, we just passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which no one even thinks of in that term anymore. It is a climate act. It is hundreds of billions of dollars being pushed along a string that isn't moving very well because we're not set up to accomplish what they want to accomplish. So how about we just figure out all this stuff and how it's supposed to work before they throw hundreds of billions of dollars more at it? But it's so improbable and illogical. It really makes you want to scream.
By the way, that thing's been reestimated, $1.2 trillion now. And that's not just Goldman Sachs. The Brookings Institute did the same thing. But other people have noted, this is important, there are no limits. There are no time limits to the tax credits for, you know, green energy. The greeny tax credits can go on forever. And you might have that bill, if it's not stopped, might wind up. People are saying, like, to achieve the goals embodied in the bill, the tax credits could go on to, like, 2040 or 2050 even.
Yeah.
So it could be multi-trillion. It's not just one trillion. Yeah. It could be multi. So the Green New Deal, which is $92.9 trillion, you know, they may challenge that.
Well, let me give an example of the kind of regressive nature of these programs. So they've got this dingbat $7,500 tax credit. You buy a Tesla, the government writes you a check for $7,500. Somebody's got to explain the logic of that to me. But anyway, you know, and by the way, as you know, most Teslas and most electric vehicles are sold in one state. You know what state that is?
California.
California is makes up almost practically half of the EV sales in the whole country. And so there's been some recent studies, and you guys will love this. Who do you think are buying Teslas? Not people in the inner cities, not middle class people.
Rich people.
And then they're getting a $7,500 credit. Is that the stupidest thing?
As long as the battery is made in the U.S.
Well,
by the way,
and that's another thing, Larry, that isn't really being reported much in this country. But Biden has ignited a trade war with Europe. I mean, they push through their own credits now, trying to beef up their own climate friendly activities and manufacturing, particularly in Germany. You know, they're furious. No one wants to talk about this because it was Trump that supposedly affronted our EU allies and so forth, but Biden has really triggered a pretty substantial trade war, and they're really pushing back against this domestic manufacturing requirement because their companies are seriously disadvantaged. And by the way, it's not enough. I mean, we're still embracing China producing and shipping to the United States an awful lot of batteries and materials and so forth. I know, everything about this is so backwards. It's just sort of hard to get your arms around.
Now, the Inflation Reduction Act was the China Bailout Act.
Yeah, totally.
They're now talking about a carbon tariff in Europe.
That's exactly right, in Europe.
But actually,
they're not just talking about it. I think they actually passed it.
But they want, the parliament passed it. That's correct. They want to, I was talking to Arthur about this, Art Laffer, yesterday on the show. Whether it's a sales tax or a carbon tax, they want to tax American companies. And they want to tax particularly American digital companies, technology companies. And you know why that is? Because Europe doesn't have any.
Yeah. Well,
they can't compete.
Yeah. I mean, they can't, you know, this is just retribution. And you know who suffers? European consumers. European people, ordinary folks suffer the most because these taxes jack up prices. And this carbon tax thing, nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what constitutes. Nobody knows what the specs are. It'll be whatever they want it to be to go after American companies. That's what they're going to do. I got to take a break.
So, Larry, I know we're headed to a break, but I want to make one other quick point about this regressive nature of these programs. So, I mentioned the Tesla, thing. And so when the Democrats talk about tax cuts for the rich, can we bring up the Tesla subsidy? Because that all goes to the rich. But the other point is, you know, if you look at surveys of the American people on climate change and you ask people, are you concerned about climate change? 75 or 80% will say, yes, I'm concerned about climate change. And then you ask them, how much are you willing to pay, to stop climate change? And the average person says maybe $75 to $100 a year. And if your numbers are right, we're talking about $10,000 a year or something like that. So, you know, these are the two orders of magnitude higher in price than people are willing to
pay. And by the way, physicist and energy scientist Steve Koonin was on the show last night again. And he said these tailpipe emissions laws coming out of EPA will have two-tenths of 1% climate reduction, for destroying the American car business and ending fossil fuels. That's all. 0.2%, something like that. Anyway, let's get out of here. Take a quick break. We're talking to Liz Peek and Steve Moore. Steve Moore's show, More Money, follows this show. Liz is Fox News contributor. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show. from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back. We're talking money and politics with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist, and Steve Moore, whose great show, More Money, follows this show on many stations. Can I just, Joe Biden's at it again. Rich people in America only pay 8% tax rate. And then he spelled, this is in Maryland the other day. And then he tried to spell 8, but he couldn't. He got to EIGH, but he couldn't hit, he just couldn't do it. So they went back to 8%. But the fact is, this is a James Freeman, Jim Freeman, Taxing Billionaires, very good column from yesterday. The Tax Foundation, William McBride, I mean, this 8% number is a complete made-up number. High-income taxpayers pay the highest tax rates, according to the IRS. The average income tax rate in 2020 was 13.6. The top 5% paid 22.4. The top 1% paid 26.0. And this is what I love. The top 0.001%, that is the richest 1,575 tax returns filed in 2020, paid $71 billion in income taxes. And they had an average tax rate of 23.7, which is twice. So the top billionaires, their average tax rate is twice what middle-income people pay. And then finally, the top 1%. In terms of their actual payments, pay 42.3% of all taxes paid. Let's speak. Why does Biden continue this? It's a made up number, 8%. It's true he couldn't spell it, but it's all wrong. I mean, and people know it's wrong. And what happens is every time he does this, all kinds of, you know, fact checkers come out and show everybody he's wrong. It makes him look like a complete dunce.
Sadly, an awful lot of his followers, an awful lot of Democrat voters don't think it's wrong. They believe that kind of number because they hear it from people they like and respect, like Elizabeth Warren, like Joe Biden, et cetera. And, you know, Larry, this is one of these typical things where Republicans are right. We have the facts. It isn't true. It's not even close to being true. But who calls him out on this? Fact checkers, yet, but very few people run to their phones and fact check Biden when he's saying something like this. I honestly think it is astonishing to me that Joe Biden lies about everything with impunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this is just sort of wailing in the dark because no one's going to fix that. The truth is Republicans got to elect a new president. We have to win in 2024.
We need a grown up.
We need a grown up
in the White House.
Serious about policy.
Yeah.
The class warfare that Democrats have engaged in is incredibly harmful to our country. You know, it stifles ambition. It stifles the view of a lot of young people that they can get ahead and do. The idea that the system is rigged against them is a prime Democrat talking point, and it leads people not to try. It leads people to want handouts of the kind that you were talking about earlier, the mortgage thing. Are you kidding me? Have we not learned about how damaging it is to subsidize people who can't pay for housing? I mean, everything they're doing is just completely wrong. But you know what? It's the way they are operating and the way they've decided they're going to be successful, slicing and dicing the population, turning us against each other, rather than, as Steve said earlier, growing the economy, which is the only way that the entire population benefits.
Hey, Steve.
But that's not what they want.
Hey, Steve, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good, because I know you got your show. But will the, you know, Jason Smith and the Republicans, when they get to the budget resolution, I don't mean the debt ceiling thing, but the budget resolution, you think they'll incorporate making the Trump tax cuts permanent?
Well, first of all, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, this is a president who, by his own admission, has created more jobs in 2 years than any other president. 12,000. 12,000 jobs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Did you see that, by the way?
E-I-G-H, eight.
You know,
I think that this fight
coming up, you know, what you and Liz were just talking about, The speech that Biden gave the other day in response to Kevin McCarthy's proposal, which, you know, look, people can disagree or agree with some of the elements of McCarthy's proposal. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Biden didn't even respond to it. He just said, oh, Republicans just want to cut taxes for rich people and they're going to, you know, rip big gaping holes in the social safety net. And I'm not negotiating with them. I mean, even Barack Obama, you know, who's a pretty liberal president, you know, sat down and negotiated
and
with
work,
the Speaker of
and
the
work
House.
Work requirements are wacko.
Yeah,
exactly. No, he said the and by the way, there's a writer story today. It just came out that says all the food shelters are worried they're going to run out of money because Republicans want to take away food aid. And I was like, what cuts are they talking about? Mm-hmm. And you know what they're talking about? The fact that they may require people on food stamps to get a job. Something, by the way, that 80% of Americans support.
Yes, yes. Well, look, even I know you don't like this group, but Maya McGuinness, what is it, the Committee for the Federal Budget, even they came out and endorsed McCarthy's thing.
It's a good plan.
I thought, I thought that was pretty good. All right, we're running out of time.
Impressive.
All you rich people out there, we've run out of time. Hate to do it. Liz Peek, thank you ever so much. Steve Moore, Steve Moore's show, More Money, follows this show, folks. Hang out with him. He's a good guy. I'm Kudlow. With any luck, I'll be back next weekend.